Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, we're in, we're ready. Tower Chrysler Studios here on a Tuesday. I see the name of the show today. The band is getting back together.
Band. So,
Craig Conroy and Dave Nonis, longtime teammates. Is that...
Well, Rhett, you're going to announce you're part of this team? That would be because Rhett and Connie
I'm
go
not
way
sure
back.
How that works, yeah.
I was hoping you guys would have a AI-generated letter for me to send in. Maybe get my name in the hat.
Yeah, it worked so well the last time. There's Frank Cervelli. He's our NHL insider, a presentation of Bonton Meats. We'll get to it. Craig Conroy is in. He all in, about 20 years as a Flame, 8.5 years as a player, about...
almost the same as an exec.
12 as either a special assistant two or the assistant two or the... just you know how it goes. It's a man who's paid his dues, Craig Conroy, and I know you are very much on board with the hire.
Yeah, no doubt. I just, in some ways, as you hinted at, I'm kind of shocked that they didn't go this path right from the very beginning, the exact moment in time that Don Maloney was promoted to president of hockey ops. But, you know, why rib on the process if they got it right at the end of the day? And that's what I believe is the best move for the Calgary Flames. Someone that understands your market, someone that understands your players, has played and now worked for your owner. Just has such a really good feel and a positive energy and vibe to him that I think is really going to serve this team and this market well. And I think someone that I'm curious to see what his own stamp on it looks like. Like, what does Craig Conroy choose to do a little bit differently? Who advises him? Who does he take counsel from? And what is his belief and thought process on how to build the best NHL team in 2023? Like, there's a lot of things to unpack, and I'm curious to see some of his answers beginning today.
Dave Nonis is expected and reported by many insiders to be joining this front office. What's his role? And what, I guess, looking at Don Maloney as the president, also Bob Murray still here. Dave Nonis now joins. Conroy's in. We're expecting a title for Jerome. I don't know how much that means, but this is a very – maybe walk us through some of the dynamics that are going on as they build this new management team.
Yeah, so I don't know the exact title for Dave Nonis. I think it's something like senior vice president and assistant general manager. I don't know if the assistant general manager tag is formally attached to that or not. Dave Nonis, I don't think he's expected to move to Calgary. He was working on the East Coast while he was still with Anaheim. Obviously, someone that was a trusted advisor to Bob Murray, who you mentioned is still advising the Flames, and obviously ownership was really impressed with what they saw from Dave Nonis during the interview process, someone that has, you know, big Canadian market GM experience, has found success in the NHL as an executive. And, you know, I think there's still a few wrinkles or part of this to figure out. Obviously we know Chris Snow is going to be back as assistant GM. That was one of the top priorities for Brad Treliving on the way out, was to make sure that he extended Chris Snow with a contract. I think Brad Pascal also got a contract extension as well before Brad Treliving left. But given that Brad Pascal was, you know, one of the interviewees as part of this process, Does he remain in his post also as assistant GM? That's one thing to figure out. I'm sure there's probably a lot of disappointment that comes with that.
As you might imagine here, everything, the Flames and Oilers are always tied, whether they are or not. But in the eyes of fans and critics and whatever, they're always going to be compared. And there are already the kind of drumbeat, well, this is like that old boys club that everybody made fun of when you had Kevin Lowe and Paul Coffey and Craig McTavish. You had that whole thing, and we know how that went in Edmonton. Why will this be different? I think in any job, you hire people you end up knowing, that you trust, especially in a spot like Craig. It's your first real jump in as a general manager. You're going to want people that you feel like you know well and that you can trust. Why, I guess, what leads you to believe that this is something that could work if, in fact, at Ginla, we hear Alex Tanguay's name potentially, that he's bringing in his buddies to help run the ship?
Why will this be different? Like, Craig Conroy has vast NHL experience that he wasn't just a Calgary Flame. You know, he played a chunk of his career there in the middle, of course, getting to the Cup final in 04, also finished his career there, but had stops in other places. You know, this is a late round draft pick that played 4 years of college hockey, that has done everything in the NHL from healthy scratch all the way to captain. And then off the ice, as you mentioned, his career experience, this is year 14 in terms of either being a special assistant or an actual assistant general manager. That I mentioned, he's touched every facet of this organization. So he's earned the opportunity. This isn't the, you know, sort of backslapping, cronies, old boys club that, you see perpetuated here. And I think when you look at some of the people that he might bring in is rumored to bring in, like, is there a better connection than bringing someone like Jerome Iginla back into the fold in not just a window dressing advisory sort of way? Like, this is a real critical year for Jerome Iginla in terms of coaching his son in Kelowna, wants to get that, have that experience, but is someone that really believes in and is passionate about coaching and development. What role does Jerome Iginla hold? We're going to learn a little bit more about Craig Conroy and who he ultimately selects as the next coach of this team. So, you know, everyone has connections. Everyone has people that they trust. But all of those people, whether it's Jerome Iginla or Alex Tanguay and the experience he had in Colorado or whoever it might be that he brings in, they're not just – that's kind of one difference between some of the Oilers guys. Like, yeah, Kevin Lowe went and won a cup in New York. But – I looked at those guys as dyed-in-the-wool Edmonton Oilers. These guys that you're talking about with, you know, being attached to Craig Conroy have sort of been all over the place, even though they have roots in Calgary.
Yeah, not necessarily to compare the two, but Rhett, you know these guys as well as anybody. And I can't imagine anybody would look at, maybe they can with Conroy, but again, they're not paying attention. But if Jerome comes in with essentially having nothing in the way of managerial experience, if you think he's coming in so that he and Craig can go and eat in 5-star restaurants again and go boozing on the road, if that's the, then you don't know any of those, either of those guys at all. Iginla is driven on and off the ice, and you're one of the first guys.
I'll tell you why they're both going to be good and why it's going to work better than it did in Edmonton. It's because they've never won.
Chip on the shoulder.
They want to win. That's, does anyone question Jerome Iginla's wants and desires to win? No.
Yeah.
Conroy, what, the Edmonton guys had already won, and it's not a knock against them. And I think it's silly to always have to compare to the Oilers, but the fact that Conroy and Iginla and a lot of the guys around there haven't won, that'll be a big difference, because they're going to be, I hate using the word desperate because it's, but they're going to want to get their hands on the Stanley Cup. Everyone says that, but my point is just to differentiate between Lowe and McTavish. It's not, we've done it, so you have to do it this way kind of approach. It's going to be, Conroy is going to surround himself with good people. Who knows where Iggy even falls in? He might be coaching. I have no clue. Mm-hmm. But he's going to surround himself with good people And what he's going to do, and what's a strong point for a lot of guys that have played hockey, he's going to listen to those guys. He's going to take a team-first mentality, not a I'm-the-boss mentality, right? He's going to listen to the advice of Dave Nonis and Maloney and Chris Snow and Pascal and Aginla and all those guys. And sure, he'll be the guy making the decisions, but he's smart enough to know that the help out there is there to help him and take it into consideration.
Frank, just a thought on the process of this GM hire. We heard Don Maloney say younger, progressive thinker, and then we saw a list that was public, and who knows what was private and who they talked to. All we heard was what guys like yourself reported. It didn't look like a list of younger and progressive thinkers. It looked like, you know, the GM list of 2012. What did you make of the names that you heard after hearing Maloney say progressive thinker younger?
It made me think that they already knew before the process started who they were hiring. And whether you speak to 25, 40, or 4 people, when you already have the best candidate in-house and you want to make sure that you're not just sort of handing it over to check and make sure, it's almost like the way I view this process having played out was, this is, you know, we have what we think is the top candidate here, but let's just talk to all these people and make sure that no one else blows us away along the way, and that no one stubs their, you know, no one in the Craig Conroy camp stubs their toe, which he's not going to. That it was sort of a box-checking exercise that went on for a couple weeks longer than it should have.
So do you think they actually did talk to younger progressive people, or they built a list that they knew Craig could beat?
No, I think they did talk to plenty of people. How seriously they engaged with them, I mean, probably not very, considering that of the 6 people that ultimately were brought in for in-person interviews, you know, including, you know, a Stan Bowman or a Mark Bergevin Dave Nonis, like they're not in that category that you're talking about. So how seriously did they take them? Apparently not very.
What do you mean by not progressive or more progressive candidates?
Well, I just heard, like, when Maloney said that, when he said younger and progressive, I'm thinking, okay, like, they're going to go chat with a guy like Tulsky. And maybe they did, or maybe he didn't want to and they asked him. I don't know. But, like, I'm kind of like, if you were going to go through this process, I thought, you know, make it thorough, make it real. It almost feels like this was window dressing process and they should have just named Craig the guy in the first place, because what the candidates they talked about wanting to hire, we didn't see any of those names publicly. Maybe Pridham was the only one.
Can I ask a funny question? Like, I still don't know the answer to. Why is Don Maloney the president of hockey operations of this team? Can anyone, aside from being handed a contract, like, what did you really need someone to come in and steer this like, is that his only job? Well,
I think there may be 2 things. I don't know that Mr. Bean wants to be the one talking to the media and that sort of thing. And I don't know that he would feel, if they were going to have the process of interviewing people, I don't know that who's going to do that interviewing.
He was the only guy in house that could.
But like, so let's back it up for a second. Cause like Mary Edwards, you know, he's for the man, as the man I refer to as the man in Switzerland, he seems to have a real good finger on the pulse of everything that's happening around the Calgary Flames. Does anyone really think that this was Don Maloney's decision from the get-go anyway?
Well, it's weird because it felt like Treliving was said, you know, or at least it was the window, sort of the tea leaves would suggest he wanted Sutter gone, and it didn't happen. And then Maloney comes in and you're like, well, if Treliving wasn't going to get it, how's this guy going to get him done? But he did. So I don't know, Frank. But to be fair, we talked about it. Like, who in the heck is going to do a GM search? Like, the guy with the accounting background that runs the team? Like, there was no one left to...
Well, like, Craig Conroy was the guy to do it. Like, this is what happens in every organization when they pick up the pieces after they fire their GM. Fenway Sports Group Vice President Dave Beeston is running the Pittsburgh Penguins search. I mean, that's... The Flyers hired an outside firm to run their search. Like, it's not really that complicated. And someone of Mary Edwards and John Bean's background, like, you don't need hockey knowledge to be able to pull this off. You need the ability to read people, to understand resumes, to get a good grasp of what drives them, what their personality is like, how they'd be to work with. Like, those are the things you're looking for. It's like, we're not working at SpaceX here.
It's been
Don Maloney definitely ain't working at SpaceX.
Yeah, it's been a little clunky. The
presser was awful.
The GM leaving and then the coach leaving, and it's you hope, right? You hope that and it's I don't know Maloney. I don't know him from a hole in the ground. It's just like
it's a nice, really nice man.
It's I'm sure,
and it was Treliving's running mate. So if you weren't happy with Tree, I mean, those two were doing everything together. It was a two-man team. That was another wrinkle. You're like, huh.
And I guess there's no real way for us to speak to that, but because Conroy, anytime I think you hire from within, fans that were wanting a real change in philosophy and a change of course, you feel like it's just going to be more of the same because they're just keeping the same. Why, if fans really want things to be different, why would they believe that that can be the case with Conroy, even though he's been here for 13 years as a manager?
Why? What are you asking me?
I guess because Treliving and Conroy work together.
But just because you are like, let's say, I don't know. I'm watching Sons of Anarchy right now. I don't know if you guys watch that.
It's a brand new show.
Yeah. This is actually the second time through that I'm watching it because loved it so much the first time. But just because there's someone that has a seat at the table and holds the gavel as president, and that was Brad Treliving as GM, doesn't mean that the VP sitting to his left doesn't have different views and thoughts on how to run the club.
It's probably not a great question. Anytime you change GM, I know there's fan bases be like, okay, now we're going to turn things around. The way it's been, the failures, the shortcomings, this new guy,
fresh
new person is going to come in and it's going to be changed. And this is not that. They are staying within. Although I agree with you. I think the Conroy and Brad, while they saw, you know, they weren't at odds, but they didn't see things exactly the same. I think that there will be a difference with Craig at the helm.
Here's the best way for me to answer what I think you're getting at. And that is, I believe that in the NHL, teams take on the tenor and drum beat of their owner. Look at all the continual screw-ups in Vancouver. Do you mean to tell me that that's Jim Benning and every other regime since Mike Gillis, it's all their fault, the same pitfalls that they keep falling into? I mean, sure, have there been missteps along the way? Absolutely. But the tone and tenor of what you're going to see from the Calgary Flames in terms of how they approach the next part of this, the next evolution of their franchise, to me, it comes down to the mission and mandate that's put in place by your ownership group. And if the mission, and I believe it is, and you've heard Rhett talk about a lack of a plan, what is the five-year plan? And I think he's bang on. If the plan is always to be competitive and not rebuild, then that's what you're going to get from Craig Conroy, at least to start.
Now, see, that's where I have said all that, and I think I'm right in what I said. This is why a guy like Ginla and Conroy are the right guys for the job, because they will have the backbone and the balls to stand up, and Mr. Edwards will believe them in saying whatever the hell their plan is. I don't know.
Why do you call him Mr. Edwards?
Well, what am I supposed to call him? Yeah.
His name's Murray. Just like Gary Bettman is Gary.
Not he's Mr. Ed. When someone signed my paycheck, they're Mr.
Okay.
So anyway, I think Ginla and Conroy are the right guys because I think Mr. Edwards will listen to them. And I think they'll have the backbone and the balls to say, no, we don't have to do it that way, Mr. Edwards. We can be competitive and not spend to the cap and take a different tact and get there. And even if we miss the playoffs, we'll still be better off. Anyway, the point being, I think that's why Ginla and Conroy coming in together are integral in all of this, because they can deliver that message.
But that's why I phrased what I said the way that I did. I said to start, this team is going to try and be as competitive as possible because that is the current mission and mandate. To say that they can't veer from that and to say that Murray Edwards has too thick of a skull to get it, that's not what I'm saying at all. because I think at the end of the day, first off, he's a brilliant businessman. And second, he's reasonable enough to go into a conversation with an open mind that I think you're right. The power in having people like Craig Conroy and Jerome McGinley in the fold is that they have the ability to convince him based on their track record, their resume, their history, that they can go in a different direction if they want. All I said was to start, that's going to be the plan because that's what the owner wants.
Yeah,
and I'm not even saying he's wrong, by the way. As currently constituted with this roster and these contracts, the plan should be to try and get back into the playoffs next year and see what happens.
Yeah, and I like my whole thought on this whole process here is that if you had a expansion team and you combed everyone that's worked in hockey, I don't know that you'd arrive as Craig Conroy as your best candidate. You know, he's
why
one,
not?
Well, let me walk you through it. Like, he's never ran the cap. You know, he didn't do a lot of the ARB stuff. He's not a super scout. He hasn't run, did 1 year of GM of an American League team. Like, he's not a master of any of these GM trades so much as he's got good experience with them all. But when you look at the nuance of working in this market for this owner, I then arrive at the spot where it's like, well, yeah, I think this probably is your best candidate because so much of this job is going to be managing up and understanding that this organization doesn't necessarily move like other ones do. And he gets the culture here, whether it's, you know, imperfect or not.
Well, it is imperfect. And yes, he does, which is why I believed from the beginning he was the best candidate. But I think you're also selling him short in some of his capabilities, because I think the biggest role of a general manager in today's NHL is not the cap. It's not, you know, mingling and being a front-facing person to present your organization. I think the biggest job for a GM is to be a chief talent evaluator. And that's what I think Craig Conroy has been for this team for the last 8 years, whatever it might be. You can get anyone to run your minor league team. No offense to anyone that holds that position. You can get an absolute genius to run your salary cap who knows the CBA ins and outs. But you stake your reputation and your livelihood on your ability to evaluate talent and make the correct draft picks and the correct trades. That involves trust, communication, your scouting staff, everything. But at the end of the day, he's the guy, Craig Conroy, that was at the under-18 Worlds a couple weeks back. He's the guy that has been the person basically chirping in Brad Tree Living's ear, here's who I think we should trade for, here's what I think we should do. Not saying Brad Tree Living doesn't do that on his own or didn't, of course he did, but he was taking his chief counsel, I believe, from Craig Conroy. So that is the job to me. Like, all those other things, like, you can get someone that's way smarter than any of us to come in and run cartwheels around your cap.
Yeah.
Brandon Pridham can do that. Mm-hmm. Someone with 2 or 3 years of experience in a front office can be the GM of your minor league team. You gotta be the chief of talent evaluator. And I think he's got that.
I think to expand on the talent side, there's talent and then there's fits in a room. And I think that's another strong point for Craig.
I think he's a sensational collaborator. I think this is going to be a really, really well communicating organization. And I think over the last 25 years, 30 years, it hasn't been it for a lot of time.
Well, you know why? Because people trust him.
Yeah.
He's got positive energy, one. And two, he's made a living. He made his career based on being not just a hard worker, which he is, but someone that people really enjoy being around. And part of being a manager is collaborating between all those different facets of your organization, getting on the same page as your cap guy, your minor league guy, your scouting staff, your development staff. Like, that's going to be a really easy thing for him to do because it comes natural to him. And guess what? You want to talk about some of the younger guys in this league that are incredibly smart, can run circles around you. Like, I'm intimidated having conversations with some of them. Take an Eric Tolsky, for instance. He basically is the GM of the Carolina Hurricanes, with all due respect to Don Waddell. But people don't view him as a sort of front-facing, public-facing guy because he doesn't have the presence and he doesn't have the same communication skills that we're talking about. So You can be really good at a lot of things, but if you don't have some of the integral critical things, it all falls apart in terms of a candidacy.
There's a lot of things that you are judged at and upon when you're the GM. There's your drafting and there's trades and contract term and all of that sort of thing. But ultimately it's on ice success. And his first, one of his first jobs is going to be to hire a head coach. And that's not a small, with what we heard at the exit meetings with this team and everything that's going on inside that room, that's not a small hire. You had talked about, they have a very good coach, it seems, in the American Hockey League. There will be, I would guess, any number of out-of-work coaches that would be on his list. Well, how would you handicap it for Craig after he gets done with these press conferences and stuff and gets to work? Who do you like? Who's on the short list for him, do you think?
Yeah, I don't know how long the list is, and I certainly don't want to put any words in his mouth, so I'm curious to see what unfolds. But what stands out to me as sort of just being an observer is, one, you have to, you know, be comfortable and cognizant of the idea that the Calgary Flames probably aren't going to be spending big. You know, they're not going to go out and pay Joel Quenneville $5 million a year, not to say that he wants to come to Calgary anyway, after they're paying Daryl Sutter $4 million for each of the next two to not coach and do what he does in Viking Alberta. So that's part of it. And then two, like, if you've listened to me, you know that I've been advocating for, let's get some of that, you know, fresh new blood in there, a younger approach that hasn't been around the block and hasn't had extensive experience doing this. And the reason for that is, like, as I've said many times, how do you find the next John Cooper or the next Jared Bednar? You have to promote and you have to build these guys up. Everyone has to start somewhere. Everyone's a rookie at some point before you can become a Hall of Famer. And so that's part of it. And that's why Mitch Love really kind of stands out to me as the clear cut, you know, sort of number one choice. Like, how many guys out there are already working in your organization, in your city, in your arena, that are the two-time AHL coach of the year? Like, that doesn't happen all that often.
I'll jump in. I think it makes a difference on what Conroy's trying to accomplish this year. And if he's doing what you're saying, and I think they might have to as well, is kind of sticking with that lineup you have, maybe bringing up a few other kids. And I think Brunette has to be very strongly considered and other guys. If you're going to do, and again, depends on what his plan is, but if you're going to try and get a bit of a youth movement going, then a guy like Mitch Love is a huge piece of that puzzle. I think you have to bring him on if that's your approach over the next 3-4 years. But if you're sticking with a veteran lineup and you're going to sign Lindholms and Backlund and keep these older guys in the mix, then I think it's a win now situation. And I think you run a big risk with bringing in a guy like Mitch Love with an unproven NHL track record.
How big of a risk is it? I guess that's what I'm asking. And then if you watch Mitch Love leave and go somewhere else to be the coach somewhere else, which why would you stay? Like, after this, is there a greater risk in that versus, like, and I'm like, I think Andrew Brunette got absolutely screwed in Florida last year. President's Trophy winning team, and they decide to go in another direction. Yep. And he spends the year in New Jersey. They exceed expectations. Now I think he's up for like 5 jobs. He's getting one somewhere.
Yeah. But here's part of the, to finish my thoughts on Mitch Love was, and we brought it up last week, is you've got, if Mitch Love comes in, you've got 3 guys that coached in Stockton.
Ryan Huska.
I'm not saying it can't work. I just, to me, that feels a little awkward and clunky. I don't know. What's your opinion on that? Am I wrong in that? I don't know.
I think that might be a little clunky. I would also think that you're painting a picture of inevitabilities that might not be there. Like, I'm not putting, again, words in anyone's mouth, but if you're Ryan Huska and you've had this experience and you think like you can be an NHL head coach someday and they bypass you to go to Mitch Love, do you want to stay? Does that then get filled with someone else? Like, there's a game of musical chairs that's about to go on here. And who's to say that you can't surround Mitch Love with, I'm just pull a name out of thin air, someone that
Alex Stange.
Alex Tenge or Dallas Aikens, or pick someone that has some head coaching experience or some more experience to put on your bench as someone that can help.
I'm not saying that, but you're right. We're playing a what if game. So that's part of the what if. I don't know.
So what would you do?
For me, the top two guys would be Brunette and Love.
I think those are the only two, not the only, but I think to me, those are the clear cut two.
Yeah. And the Brunette one is a stab in the dark because of his relationship with Huberto, which I think you're tied to. And if you can't get the best out of Huberto, then I think then that becomes a tough contract for you.
We're all in agreement on that.
It is.
I think everyone knows it is. Yeah.
I don't
think you need Andrew Brunette though, just to get more out of Jonathan Huberto. I think.
Yeah, but he's also a highly regarded coach, so it's not just for Huberto. Yeah. I'm saying that's a feather in his cap. Is that he's worked?
Anyone not named Daryl Sutter is going to get more out of Jonathan Huberto next year. Yeah. That's the truth. Like the guys in Boston, Jim Montgomery. Congratulations on a great historic regular season. But anyone not named Bruce Cassidy would have gotten more out of the Bruins this year.
What else is going on? Everything good, Frank?
Just eating up his morning here.
This is afternoon now. Penguins, what's going on there? Kyle Dubas, a lot to unpack with his statement today, playing the world's tiniest violin again as he referenced his family decision.
Treliving, a front runner in Toronto.
Put out a new top 50 free agent list today. We got a lot of stuff happening.
Yeah, just a one sentencer. Treliving to Toronto, how do you handicap it?
Even money, odds on favorite?
Wow. Musical chairs.
Yeah.
Well, if it really is about experience, which Brendan Shanahan seemed to indicate, of all the guys that are available that have experience, some of them have taken themselves out of the running. Ron Hextall, are you kidding?
No, cross him Pittsburgh. Off. Yeah.
Go through it. The pool isn't that deep.
For experienced guys, I'm with you, yeah. Unless you're getting a retread, an old retread, and I don't know that anyone is keen on that.
Doesn't
right
make
now.
Any sense to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, Frank. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Franco.
Enjoy the rest of your day and week.
There he goes. Lots going. There. Holy shit.
There's a lot there. Again, depending on when you listen to this, we understand it's a podcast. But
noon today is the press conference of the Flames. We haven't laid that out. So Calgary time at noon is when you will hear probably a lot of the new structure, exact titles.
It's been released. The Flames have released the press release. So Craig Conroy comes in as the general manager, as we know. Dave Nonis, senior vice president of hockey operations and assistant general manager.
Yeah.
So not an insignificant title.
That's what Frank alluded to
for
twice.
A guy. Guy that feels like he's been out of it. But the one thing, and the other stuff I'll lay out, he has been in Canadian markets.
Yeah, Vancouver, Toronto.
And has had to handle the pressure. And it's not the same here as it is in either, I think, Vancouver or Toronto, obviously. But there's maybe a little bit of insulation there for Craig.
The Canadian market thing is one thing. The other is just the nuts and bolts of this job, right? Yeah. We're going into an ARB hearing. I've done 40 of these rather than Craig's Brad did all those.
Yeah.
So that's a big help for Craig. And I think to Rhett's point, it's going to be using the people around him, that great collaborator he is. Nonis's experience in the GM chair is important for the organization.
This from the Flames press release. In addition, the extensions and announced appointments of Brad Pascal, vice president of hockey operations and assistant general manager, and Chris Snow to vice president data analytics and assistant general managers. So that is.
So some two AGMs get VP titles.
And skimming, I see nothing Iginla oriented here. So.
Okay. And that is the press release that would correspond with the noon press conference.
The question I have with
Flames.com.
The rumors and blah. Got to expect he's going to be here at some point. Is I said it earlier to Frank. What does he want to do?
He might want to coach. Yeah,
he might. He very well might want to be on the bench. And to be quite honest with you, that is he an assistant coach?
Yeah, how do you get in? Do you want to? Do you want him to head coach something first? Do you want him to be an assistant coach first? Yeah.
Yeah, is he content to be the assistant coach? And if he's your assistant coach, and
it's tough spot for the head coach.
And the nice thing, the thing for Iggy is, it won't be about the money. It'll just be about his.
What do you want to do?
Passion for what he wants to do, right? It's. Yeah. Do you want to coach? Do you want to be away? I guess if all the kids are out of the house, he might be more open to.
Well, and Frank said it twice in there, because we talked to him twice, I think. His son, Joe, he's coaching his team. This year is Joe's last year before he can go to the WHL. So I would not be surprised at all if there's already a laid out spot for him in a year. To Rhett's point, where is it in the org? Who knows? But Connie's going to want him in the org. And I don't know that Jerome can commit to being a full-time employee of the Flames if he's going to coach his kid this year. That's some pretty high-end hockey. And he continues to gain skills as a coach, right? So he's either an advisor in name or you see him arrive in a year. That feels like the plan.
Yeah. I don't think this year. I'm sure he will be relied upon to a certain extent, but he's made a statement that he's going to coach his kid, and that's... It is what it is. The nice thing for a guy like Iggy is he doesn't have to worry about rushing in. He's going to be here eventually.
He can pick his spots, yeah.
It would be, and there was kind of two things there, and both of them are similar. And you brought it up with Frank. If Mitch Love becomes the head coach, so then you've got Cale MacLean and certainly Ryan Huska, who is...
Kirk Muller still right?
Like, you forget, those two guys have just done the Mitch Love succession plan.
Yes.
That feels awkward for sure, Red, right?
I think so. I don't know them all personally. I'm pretty sure Cale and Ryan not work together? Like Cale,
yes, they have. Yeah. And yeah, obviously right? on the NHL staff, but prior to that.
They've done it together.
Yeah.
And they're all good people, but I don't know what it's like to be a coach and like Richie Preston, I don't think ever wanted to be a head coach. He was content being an assistant coach. That was kind of his thing. So maybe there's different guys that are, I'm happy. This is great. I'm an assistant coach, but there's going to be other guys. I know my friend Jay McKee that coaches in Hamilton. He wants to be a head coach.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to go somewhere and take on an assistant coach job, or at least that's what he said to me. Maybe it changes, but point being, what do the guys want individually and how does it fit in organizationally? Because if Iggy comes in, they're not saying no to him.
Yeah.
And how many guys can you have around? I actually wonder about that in the front office. There's a lot of cooks in the kitchen.
Maloney, Murray, Nonis, Conroy, promotion for Pascal, promotion for Chris Snow. There's a lot of guys all of a sudden in that front office. And with Connie being the guy, that might be perfect because he is such a good collaborator. Just quickly to the coaching thing, the one thing that was not on the resume of Cale MacLean nor Ryan Huska, who I know both very well and are incredible humans, was the postseason success and coach of the year. It's just a trophy, but like no one's done with this farm team what Mitch Love has done since probably 2004 when that, what is it, St. John's team or St. John was really good. Like it's been a long time since you've had deep runs, like top two or three team in the league.
Yeah, and I'm not suggesting that Love isn't the most... deserving of the three, but it would be that thing, especially if you're Huska or either one, but Huska's been there for a long time. And if unlike Rico, if you have designs on being a head coach one day and this happens, you have to feel like,
Other part of it is who does Mitch Love want there, right? Yeah. If you've got a head coach and you're going to hand him the reins. And again, I have no clue, but work this out. Pretend you're Mitch Love. Okay. I want to go. What's Conroy doing? As a new GM, he's bringing in people he trusts and knows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, and I think to your point, like there's a key assistant hire, I think, comes if it's Mitch Love. I think you need that for a lot of different reasons. Rhett talked about, first-time head coach, very veteran room. We heard some issues in the room amongst veterans. That's not an easy spot. Who's the insulation guy? Daryl was a notorious need-a-good-insulating assistant coach for a successful environment. I don't know that they had that this year. I think Kirk was supposed to be that guy, but I don't know that he was. Is Kirk Muller back? Are both of these former head coaches of the American League team back? And look, if you're going with Burnett, you probably want a different side staff as you would Love. And also to your point, like if you're hiring guys, you got to allow them to bring someone that they want onto the staff, at least one piece.
That's kind of been a thing here, hasn't it, Rhett? I just think over the years...
Hartley had his Jacques Cloutier or whatever his name was.
Yeah, like you go back, I guess Daryl, because Jim Playfair was.
So was Rick.
I don't want to make that sound like Jim Playfair. You were saddled with Jim Playfair.
No, but that was this guy.
Jim's a great guy. Yeah. But then beyond that, there has been, you know, Cloutier, and then so-and-so stays. And then there's always been some kind of. They've never wiped the slate clean and been like, bring in
your own guys.
Who you can have success with.
There's another guy that's been around the organization a long time and has history as an assistant coach.
Marty.
And he's beloved by the community.
Marty Jellin.
He might want back in.
And he's bounced around up, down, left, right, in, out, player development, eye in the sky, he's on the bench, eye in the sky, player development. Like it's.
We want him on the bench. I don't want him on the bench. Get him upstairs. Get him out of the press box. Get him on.
The other thing we have to remember is, like, just because someone's a great assistant doesn't mean they're going to be a great head. I'm not saying that to label any of the guys in the org now, but I just look backwards and think about Glenn Gullitson. That's a great assistant. That is not a guy that is cut out to be a head coach at this point of his career.
There's lots of guys.
I feel like Jeff Ward, he was a career assistant. They brought him as an associate coach. Great. Perfect. When he was the head guy, it was like, he just doesn't have that. You need to have a pretty big personality to run a room of 20-year-old millionaires. It can't be anyone, and it's more than X's and O's. Yeah. There has to be a presence. And those two guys, to me, that they hired as head coaches are career assistants at this point of their careers. Like, Jeff's much older.
Oh, and it's, certainly in hindsight, retro. He brought up Jared Bednar's name.
He was in the org here.
And I've got to admit, when he was hired as the head coach, felt like an assistant to
me. It didn't go well.
Patrick Waugh left them high and dry late in the offseason. He had just won, I believe, a championship with Lake Erie, or they had a good run in the American League.
In Charlotte or something.
No, at that time it was Lake Erie because I was working in the A around the time. I remember interviewing him when he was coaching there. But he was an assistant in Abbotsford back in the day for 1 year. Either way, he was put in a tough spot arriving so late. Year one's a disaster. And then I think they orchestrate that Duchesne trade and everything swings around and he's a genius a couple of years later. But I really was impressed with him in that 2019 series against Calgary when they were the 8 seeds. And you could see the pressure of that series.
But he was
Bill
in trouble.
Peters was wearing it. Bednar was cool as a cucumber. But year one, you're right. He almost didn't survive year one.
I guess the only point, I want you to talk about this, right? It just sometimes you have to go through it. And it's maybe unfair to the guy because you don't know what team you've got. But until you've tried it and failed, I guess, if that's the way you want to put it, can you know if a person that's an assistant, no, he's got what it takes to be a head coach?
Listen, here's the problem for Mitch Love if he steps into that. And that's who we're talking about, right? And you do have to try guys. But you have to try guys. Much like a coach putting a player on the ice, you put him in a position to succeed. The roster, the way it is not set up for Mitch Love to succeed. They ran Daryl Sutter out of town. Rightfully so or not, that room got rid of Daryl Sutter. That is a strong-willed, long-term, high-end NHL coach, won the Jack Adams before, has won Stanley Cups, blah, 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 has seen and done it all. Mitch Love coming in, it might work out great, but it has the potential. If they see weakness or they don't like what he's doing, how are they going to respond to him? They ran Daryl Sutter out of town. And that's what I was trying to point out to Frank in that what direction is Conroy taking this team?
It's not an easy spot.
What is the room really like? Yep. We don't know. From afar, it's easy for us to say. They ran Daryl out of town. Maybe he was such a tyrant he had to go, blah, blah. I think there's two sides to that coin. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway.
Go ahead, Red. Just finish.
Well, I'm just going to repeat what I said. I don't know that the lineup, the way it was last year, is a great spot for a guy like Mitch Love to have success.
And welcome to your first job in the NHL. Yeah. Teams are hiring that have issues. And so it's not easy. It's going to be tough.
This is where you do your job. Some
of the issues are teams that are on a rebuild. You go to Chicago, Luke Richardson they were horseshit.
Yeah.
Well, first time head coach. Now he's got a long name in the game and this and that. But if the team is set up, the teams that are hiring are teams that have issues.
Yeah.
But they're not always set up with a veteran-laden squad.
Correct, yeah.
They aren't teams that truly, where the room just, to your point, and I agree, to the point, this team just got their coach fired.
Yeah, 100% they did. And look, like the flip side is like, oh, you're rebuilding. There's no pressure. Well, Jeff Blashill did that for 5 years and he's fired now. Like all these first jobs are fraught with risk because if it doesn't look good, you might not ever get a chance again. And if you look at the list of guys that coached here, there's a lot of one and dones. Like, did we ever see Don Hay back in this league? Did we ever see Greg Gilbert back in this league? Did we ever see Jim Playfair as a head again? Keenan never came back. Brent Sutter never came back. Hartley's never going to come back. Gullitson and Peters and Ward, that may be their last stops. Like, it's a tough gig. There's not a lot of, hey, I'm a new head coach. Look at everything great. There's an uphill climb for all these guys. And the room is the biggest challenge for them.
It happens a lot because you said it. Gullitson, Dallas Aikens has been in and out of as a head coach. They just dusted him in Anaheim, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there's lots of guys that come up and they're supposed to be the next guy.
It's hard.
And it don't work. Right?
Yeah, and that's the only sort of caveat with all this is, again, this organization is going to go to a first-time GM and a first-time head coach potentially. I do like the people they've hired, but in their past, it has been like, man, they just don't ever really hire experienced guys very often.
But at the same time, if they hired some retreads, you'd be like, where's the fresh blood?
Well, and so there's the middle ground is a guy like Brunette, right?
Yeah. Yes. And that's why Brunette intrigues me.
Yep,
and Brunette might, and clearly Brunette is intriguing a lot of people.
Yeah, and I think the point Frank made is there's a lot of teams interested. I don't think the Flames are winning a bidding war for Brunette, nor would they be at the top of his list for a lot of the things we've already talked about, those reasons.
One other thing I want to talk about. First, I want to mention, Hearing, you saw the banner. There it is, hearingloss.ca. Let's talk about the Hearing Loss Clinic. Started in 1993 and have been changing people's lives ever since. It's empowering to become more socially active, more connected with your loved ones, more confident in every aspect of your life. And how do you do it? With improved hearing. You can just slowly but surely kind of back yourselves out of awkward situations because you can't hear. Men and women of all ages, of course, children suffer from hearing loss. It can be hard to figure out, but that's why the Hearing Loss Clinic is so good at what they do. Serious health risks have been shown linked to untreated hearing loss. There's more reason than ever to get to Hearing Loss Clinic and get yourself an evaluation, a checkup, and a checkout. 4 Calgary locations, 5 more just across the border in British Columbia, on Twitter at The Hearing Loss, Instagram, The Hearing Loss Clinic. I'm a little concerned because I am going in right away. Do you clean? Like, what do you do? They're going to find shit in there. Like,
they do this every day. You're in good hands. That's what I would say.
Because they got to see some unbelievable stuff, right?
Professionals.
Like potatoes and all kinds of gross stuff in there.
Get some rugby players in with the...
I started
cauliflower ears.
I've fallen down the old YouTube train a couple times. Like, so what do they see in there? Like, how nervous should I be about them peering in there? Because I've never had a hearing
test
checkup or anything like that.
It's easy, pain free. Let's go.
Yeah, I know it is, but it's embarrassing. It's not embarrassing. Don't be hearing loss.
I can see why you're sheepish.
Before we move on, we got the Pinder report. We got what the hell time? I guess it doesn't matter. Time, whatever.
What's time?
The Jerome thing, and I don't, obviously we don't know what's happening, but if Jerome comes in, like you said, is he going to be an assistant coach? Similar, but different. If you're a head coach, on one hand, look who I've got. Respect the players, right? But at the same time, who the hell are you?
Yeah.
To the fans, to the team,
if
to everybody.
Goes sideways, you know who's taking your job.
God, like how can... You talk about putting a head coach in a tough spot. That's a weird one if that's how Jerome wants it to go. Can't he almost only be the head coach if he's going to be on the bench?
If he wants to coach,
it does feel that way. And again, that's the awkward spot. If you're hiring a coach and Iggy comes next year and says he wants to coach, are you not? I don't know. And I'm not saying that Iggy would even make that demand, but it's his presence that makes it an issue, right? Like,
what if
there's one other layer to that?
And
too,
who knows? Does he want to coach? Maybe he doesn't want to coach.
Like, we've seen guys that were assistants take the head job. I can think of twice here. Jeff Ward under tough circumstances. And then prior to that was Jim Playfair. I don't know that it's a good setup for anyone, even Jerome. And look, maybe he doesn't want to coach and this is all a moot point. But it just, if he came in as an assistant, I just see that as a very uncomfortable spot for a lot of people, including Jerome in a way.
The only thing I'll say is that I think Jerome is smart enough So there's two things. He's confident enough and he's coached kids, so it's not going to be foreign standing behind a bench. So I'm sure he doesn't doubt that he could walk in and be a head coach for an NHL squad. But on the other hand, I think he's smart enough to say, I've not done this. I'm going to learn for a couple of years and then I'll be the head coach. Mm. If he's wanting to coach.
Yeah.
Management. If he wants to come in and be in management, he's here for the next 30 years.
As long as he wants or until something explodes. Like
he might do that. So it's a different thing. And does he want to put his, you know.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a scenario. Okay, so Conroy is GMing and Iginla's coaching and it's not going well. Are you wiping them both?
What are you doing there? Yeah.
Right out of the right? Like this is the thing I think Conroy will struggle with the most. If it ever comes to a point where he's got to fire someone, can you imagine that conversation? Like, that poor bugger. He's too nice.
I don't want to do this. They tell me I got to fire.
So Craig, how did the firing go?
I couldn't do it. I gave him an extension.
I told Nonis to do it.
Okay, three more years, see how it goes. But I'll tell you what, you talk about this team right now. If you've got one more run with this group and then all those UFAs at the end, if you need a fuck around and find out kind of a head coach for this team, you could do worse than Jerome.
It's 1 year.
Oh, really? Yeah. How do we want to settle it? Do we want to settle
it? Well, and if you want a personality in the room that could, if there's issues in that room, who's telling Iggy to F off?
Exactly.
It's Rod Brindamore, really? Man. Like, there's no way you don't command
that. Let's get on the
room.
Ice. We'll go to center ice.
How do you want
to
settle
me to F off?
Do you want to scrap?
In the video room, on the whiteboard, or out center ice? Where do you want to go?
Go behind the rink. Honestly, like you look at Rod, who can stand up? The guy still looks like he can bench press a Buick.
Yeah, but Iggy said he's not coming this year. Again, I think I don't trust. I don't know how to say this correctly. My hope for what Craig wants to accomplish is a 3 to 5 year plan. That does not mean suck for 3 to 5 years. That means start to grow, build, get the Bennett and Monahan and Gaudreau and Kachuk. They all left. That was the build.
Yeah.
Do another one of those. You've got some kids there. Make them good. They're not all going to be first liners, but make them, if they aren't turning into first liner, make them the best third line in the NHL. Use the youth, use the speed. My concern with that approach, the only thing that gets in the way of that is the contracts you've got now. And I don't know how you bypass those things.
There might be a silver lining for Craig as well. This owner has been so focused on make the playoffs, make the playoffs, make the playoffs. You might be able to sell a retool more easily to him, understanding that a new building will be open in 3 to 4 years.
Well,
maybe that changes the owner's perspective on timing, because the crucial thing for him will be show big revenues year one in that new facility.
I think more than that, and I think you were getting at it with Frank, Rhett, and I'll just lump Iggy in. If there's anyone who could sit down with Murray Edwards, who is, you know, stuck in his ways, and say, we need to change, it's not going to, it could be a general manager with 10 Stanley Cup rings. I think Conroy and Iginla would have his ear and have him motivated to change as much as anybody on the planet.
It's the managing up part of this job that's so key. That's this organization. It's a huge component of this job.
Which is kind of like, you know, Kevin Lowe with the owner up with Cates up and, but there's no like similarities that. But no, I do. I think that
the Red Wine Club, we'll just bring Paul Coffey in for a couple months and then he'll go away again.
No, I think
that's not this.
Obviously, we all want it to work because Conroy's one of the nicest friggin' guys. And on top of that, he's paid
14 years.
Yep. It's not like they've plucked a nice guy and are going to give him the job. I remember how many times you try and text him or get, oh, hey, sorry,
I'm in Siberia.
Latvia. I was in Serbia. I was at the World Juniors. I missed Christmas with the kids because I was in Riga or some friggin' thing. The guy's worked his ass off. And you just want to, you hope it's for everybody, for the team, for the fans, for the players, and for him. You hope it all works. Let's go.
It's a PR win at a minimum. I think it's
needed,
you
know, one.
If you can get Jerome into the fold and Craig, it's like there was a lot of storm clouds over this organization. They're not all gone, but there's rays of sunshine as well now. If you want to talk about changing the mood in an environment, is there anyone more positive than Craig? Like, that's night and day if he's walking around the building, what we've had at other junctures here.
We'll get to the Pinder Report. Very sportsy today.
Sorry.
How was your long weekend there,
Brett?
How was your Saturday flight?
No long weekend here, Dean. I'm in America.
Yeah.
How was work yesterday?
I had two flights this weekend, just like when I flew back the other day. I had two seats. This time I had two flights, so it was good.
Didn't check out a Jays game, did you?
What happened this time? You.
Well, the one airline sets up when you book, they have their days different. You know, I'm always a Sunday to Saturday.
No.
What do you mean they have their days different?
You know, you look Rhett's, at the
some of
calendar.
The calendars start Monday, the beginning, some start Sunday. Rhett booked the wrong fucking day.
Yes. God. Yes.
This is the Fort St. John, St. John, Fort McMurray all
he
over.
He flies a lot. He travels more than any of us.
I booked the far right date. That's the Sunday. It's the far right.
The dates have numbers too.
And like right before you press book, doesn't it kind of give you the,
yes.
So here oh, is your itinerary.
It's this calendar. The calendar's laid out Sunday,
May, blah, blah, blah.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, not right. Monday, Tuesday. It doesn't start at Monday.
And then the bloody 24-hour clock. You never know what, are you flying in the morning or the afternoon?
4 in the afternoon. It's, what is this?
Oh, listen, one of my boys, they drew us. He was on the ice the other day and they stood at. They drew a circle, and then you had to stand in the middle, and then you had to sprint to 2 o'clock, and back to the middle. And then you had to sprint to 9 o'clock and back to the middle.
Oh! Swatter them and feed them. Make sure they get lots of exercise. Boys are so dumb.
Oh. Baby.
We all got boys. Like combined,
it's a digital era, I guess. It's eight a boys. Digital era.
8 boys. Come on. Yeah, AI can help them with 2 o'clock, right? Jesus.
Oh, man.
Proud moment there.
I bet it was.
Fuck me.
Whole team goes in one direction. Whose kid is that? Oh, never mind.
No, 2 o'clock. Coach is yelling louder like he didn't hear. It's like
digital world.
Oh, I didn't hear you. Freaking megaphone. That ain't happening. Helping him.
Oh, that's good.
Son.
Outdoor Dental, Dr. J. Patel. The website is outdoor.dental. You've heard us talk about this for months, and I think we're starting to break through. I've heard from some people, hey, I went to get that thing done. It's no big deal. I say, hey, we're going to lie to you? Think we come on here and tell you that it's dentistry with no needles, no drills, and you go in there and all of a sudden they got chainsaws and hacksaws in there? Like, no, we're telling you, this is the way to do it. It's snoring treatments, 2 15-minute treatments, increases the tension on your soft palate, and it's going to take you a long way towards getting rid of your snoring, the apnea, the whole thing. It's non-surgical, it's pain-free, and it too can change your life. More sleep, quality sleep. You'll never feel better. And then, of course, the full dentist office as well with no needles. That Soleil laser treatment has changed this world in terms of dentistry. And then the snoring is kind of an added bonus. Dental implant treatment can be scary, expensive. They use cutting-edge dental technology to ensure you're happy, healthy, and feel confident in your results. Never a better reason, never a better time. Outdoor.dental is the website. Go and see Dr. Jay Patel, great guy. And the thing I liked about that office, is that, again, it's I say this about McLeod Law. You can go into some place, kind of feel stuffy, and you're kind of, oh, geez, I'm kind of nervous or whatever. And it's not the place. It's very, very comforting.
Good people.
Very good people. Outdoor Dental. Check them out online. Get your thing booked today. Now, you had a boozy long weekend.
Not terribly, but, you know, life's better with a beer in your hand.
Mm.
Went to the lake, dunked the boat in with the family. Lots of cousins, nephews, nieces, aunts, uncles, grandparents. So that was good. And then I was a judge at Slush Cup yesterday at Sunshine, which is always a blast. That is a bucket list annual party. If you had to build a set bucket of major annual parties, yeah, that's a major. Slush Cup's a major. And so it was the last day of the ski season. They only had one chair open. It's been really warm up there. And it was like in between rain and like sunny and 20 and back to rain and 5 and sunny and 20. And it's not a lot of clothes being worn, Rhett, for those kinds of temperatures. It was a blast.
Did you go, I saw a social media thing. Pinder's got the skis on. You're judging.
I was judging.
Gotcha.
A lot of 10s given out.
I bet.
Some good moves out there.
Yep. What'd you say earlier about if only you were 25 again or something like
that? I would have been going to Slush Cup, not waiting until I was 40 with a family of four. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, bad planning. Let's do the Pinder Report presentation of Village Honda. Northwest Auto Mall online at villagehonda.com. Detailing packages. Get your car all spiffied up. Starting at just $79.95. Get your vehicle inside and out. Get your tires all nice and shiny. Yeah. Get those rims cleaned up. Dashboard smelling sweet. Lemon. Delicious.
That's your scent, lemon?
Yeah, I like lemons. Or eucalyptus.
Oh, wow.
Your dealership for life, it's Village Honda in the Northwest Auto Mall, and they present the Pinder Report.
Start with where we've been all day. Calgary Flames are, they've now done it. They've announced Craig Conroy as the new general manager of the Calgary Flames, along with Dave Nonis is into the fold as the senior VP of hockey ops and assistant GM. That was, what was widely rumored all weekend around Flames land and Flames Twitter. This is interesting from Frank at the end. Belief is Jerome McGinley will also be in the fold, whether that's an advisor or a consultant. His name not in today's press release, so we'll wait and see. Now, they also didn't talk about anything on the coaching staff either. Not necessarily those two things are related, but it does raise an eyebrow. Is it in a year? Is it a role that hasn't been carved out yet? We know he's going to coach his son Joe this season before he goes to the Western League. So still a little intrigue left.
So I guess he doesn't want it that bad then.
Well, if they just drafted Joe, he'd be here already. Rhett said that was going to be his
takes. Yeah, it would be a nice touch if Joe was going to be here. Could live at home with mom and dad.
if only he had got drafted somewhere, yeah.
Yeah, weird.
We can tell you the Wrangler season has come to an end. They fell in overtime in Game 5. In Palm Springs, the Coachella Valley Firebirds move on to the Western Conference Final. They hosted Game 5. It was insane. 1-0 Firebirds, 2-1 Firebirds, 3-2 Firebirds, 4-3 Firebirds, 4-4. Wranglers only lead of the game 5-4. They gave it away immediately, lose 6-5 in overtime. An insane
Come on,
game.
Wolf.
The game after Wolf hangs a 27-save shutout, 6 in overtime, the series winning goal. So a great season comes to an end with a tough finish on the road in that best of five where they were the upper seed but chose to start the series at home. Mitch Love is certainly all eyes on him now as apparently not just a candidate in Calgary. Also, Walker Duehr, Jacob Pelche, Dustin Wolf, have they graduated? Revisit in October, we'll tell you. That's the latest on that front. Matt Coronato had a goal today at the World Championships. It was disallowed. We'd show you the video, but then they'd get pissy and strip it down off YouTube.
It's true.
Figure it out, IIHF, you losers. Huh?
That's a good point by you, Pinder.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Let's go to the NHL.
Don't promote your own game.
Why would we want people talking about it and seeing the stuff that would draw intrigue and interest around the tournament? Why would we do that? This was the Florida Panthers a few months ago. Do you remember when Brooks Koepka was there? He lives in Florida. And Aaron Ekblad got torched on like a goal against. And he went and found a traffic cone. This is how things were going in Florida a couple months ago. They were out of a playoff spot. They needed Pittsburgh to lose games 81 and 82 against doormat teams, two of the worst three in the league, to get in. Pittsburgh obliged. Florida gets in. Let's check in on the Florida Panthers now, because they did squeak in, and they had the top-seeded Bruins. Let's see what Sasha Barkov's been up to. This is not from last night. This is the game two in Carolina. I don't think he ever does. You want to see a dirty dangle here? That is a fake tweener. And just absolutely undresses, I believe, Uncle Auntie Ranta, because it was game two. They'd win that game in overtime. Sounds like the old story, but it was the same story. Matthew Tkachuk in overtime, point to the exit, let's get out of here. Yesterday, they win game three. They're a win away from a sweep to get to the Stanley Cup final. And again, Sergei Bobrovsky has not stopped being awesome since we started talking about him at the beginning of that Leafs series.
Talked to Jovo last night, said the rink is wild.
And so here's the reset. Where we started was Koepka making fun of the Panthers. Here he is yesterday with, the Wanamaker trophy as he just won the PGA championship. There he is. Got the Panteros, and take a look. It's a Lamborghini jersey, Rhett. 94. Are you kidding me? That's a jersey you'd be proud of wearing.
It's that little people buzzsaw. Love some heart and soul.
Yes, a mucker for Brooks.
Well, so we wouldn't want him, but
little life upgrade from traffic cone to PGA championship trophy for Koepka in the suite. They're hot as hell. Yeah. It's a hot ticket in Miami. So are the Heat. They're up 3-0 in the East Final as well.
Yeah, he's a front runner. Not a real fan.
I almost nothing against the Heat, because you know me, I'm a big hoops guy.
Huge hoops guy.
It would be much nicer for the Panthers not to have to compete with the NBA Finals.
The good news is one's in Miami and the other's closer to Fort Lauderdale. There's lots of ground to cover with those two. But you're right. It's a magical run, but it's going to be every night for 2 weeks for these guys, maybe longer.
If you don't have the Heat in the Finals, then you've got about 8 million people cheering for you instead of two.
100%. Okay, we'll move on. Tonight's contest, Vegas. They've got a couple overtime wins as well. They hit the road. They're heading to Dallas for game three. This is a 6 o'clock mountain start. There's the peak. Haskinen, and is that Chandler Stephenson 20 or is that somebody else?
That's Chandler Stephenson.
He had a big goal.
He's had a hell of a playoff,
that guy. OT winner. What did they get him for, like a fifth rounder?
It was not a lot. A couple picks out of Washington.
That's where the old GM worked. It seemed to work well. So that's the action tonight. We'll move along. The Oakland Athletics guys are fucking awful. Like, incredible.
Hard not to pack it in when you're moving, owners, everything, they've all quit on you. So what's your motivation as a player?
The A's are 10 and 39. So for every loss for every win they get, they have 4 losses.
Best part of their season is the fact they've put in those 15-second clocks and it's speeding everything up.
Yeah, there's not a lot. We can lose just quicker. We can get to Vegas sooner, it would feel like. More time away from this losing stadium with possums in the press box.
So good seats available.
Yes, indeed. Watching sections available, right?
The Boston Bruins historic season.
Yeah.
You can now this summer watch a historic season.
What a time to be alive.
What a time.
What a time indeed. Let's move. Cavalry FC, Rhett. They scored and had a lead for the 6th game this year. Could they get a win? That's them. 2-0. The foot soldiers losing their S. Big dub for the fellows. 2-0. And this is a lovely play. Ali Moussi heads this over. And Meyer Bevan hammers it home. Dink. Dink. Lovely. Undefeated through 6, right? You got to love it. They have 1 win and 5 draws, which actually has them a decent spot in the table. More on them heading into this weekend where they're at it again. We'll get to later in the week. Elsewhere, other Calgary sports teams in action. The Calgary Roughnecks season comes to a close. Game 3 against stupid McBride and the Mammoth. And that's Captain Jesse King waving to the fans. Season over. That's a tough way to go out. They lose 9-7 in game three of the best of three on home turf.
The Bandits chiropractor was all jacked up, pumped, had beer with him on Saturday night. He was ecstatic. We're going to watch the game. We're going to get a go to Calgary next weekend. What a clean, lovely, love, great city. You walk Stephen Ivy.
Oh, big fan.
Lose.
I was going to Denver, which is still pretty nice. It's pretty similar to Calgary, at least, I'm told.
Mm. Mushrooms. Free mushrooms in Denver.
Really?
Oh, yeah. All that.
When are we going to Denver?
Soon.
Nice. Calgary Stampeders opened their preseason last night, and the Stamp social media team got a big W, as did the team. I like this tweet very much as they, well, reminded us that, yes, beating Edmonton on holiday Mondays never does get old. That, of course, a reference to the Labor Day Classic, which is awesome. They would win by a score that doesn't matter, but 29-24 on a rainy, meh kind of day in Calgary. Don't talk about the crowds. Season opener, June 9, and on Thursday's show, Retro, Jay McNeil, the new Vice President of Business Operations for the Stamps, going to join us. Tell us what's up with the Stamps this season.
Former player.
That's a new gig. This is Rhett's, like, Connie's coming in. Jay McNeil here.
It's all these athletes.
You watch your ass, Mike Board.
That's right. Look out.
Finally, last couple for you. Bruce Boudreau. Just felt like the common man, didn't he? Like a guy you could just relate to. Did you see this, right? You're smiling. You've seen this, haven't you?
That's so good.
Gunther's tough. I know we could do better.
Kevin, Sam, you guys did okay out there. But, I mean, you get knocked out of the ring, you don't stay out for 5 minutes. No, you weren't. And you can do it. I mean, next week when you're in Saudi, man, you can't afford to do that. And Sammy, like, I mean, we need you a little more active in the ring, you know? Like, I thought you were trying to get the tag, but you weren't really, you know, stretching that hard.
Jot some of this down. active in the ring?
Well, you know what, Jordan? You've got to move a little bit more.
You've got to want it, right?
If you don't want it, you've got to really want it.
You got to really want it, Rhett. So Gabby is giving out pointers. WWE, what a fucking legend, in a golf shirt with that huge boiler. Yeah. And then here's the action. Check out the shot right behind the announcer's table. Who's in row one? This is so good. Like, is there another coach in the NHL we could even squint and pretend would do this? This
the
is
the best
fucking
part
awesome.
That he's in there doing it.
Bruce, there he is.
What's that? Kudos to the whatever right. It is to get him out there.
Because it was partway through his run in Vancouver. Somebody asked him about wrestling. He's like, oh, I like that Kevin Owens guy. So they knew they had this going in. Is that going to get us flagged?
Oh, WWE? I don't think so.
For sure.
Really? No, they're promoters. They
got
it.
Flagged for
so
McCarty going through a table.
That was the different
Impact Wrestling.
There, yeah.
Well, whatever.
Pull it off social. That will be something to watch, though, Jacko. And that's, I should have thought of that. I assume the WWE wants us talking about the WWE.
I think they like their content.
It was on their Twitter account, so that's where we got it. Don't
that's
put it on Twitter.
I got the McCarty.
Talking it. And finally, Rhett, you're a hypocrite.
Yeah, you are.
Don't put this bumper sticker on your car if you're going to behave the way you behave, okay? It says, quit texting and driving, and then look through the window. There's fucking Rhett texting while he drives.
Yeah, got your phone out.
Asshole.
Now, voice to text. Voice to text. That's me.
Well, that's a thumb and nice nails, by the way. It's that sparkly pink.
And I hate dogs, so I would never have that.
Yeah, maybe that's not you after all. That's your pin report.
Brought to you by Village Honda. Get your piece of the $1 million buy-in event. Still looking for those used vehicles, looking to fill the lot. They got $1 million to do it. Tropical Cruise as well to boot if you buy your vehicle. Hey, how about that? What more do you need? VillageHonda.com is the website. They're your dealership for life. Located in the Northwest Auto Mall.
Are we done? Because I did sprints today, and I can hardly sit.
I'm to the shitter?
Dying. I'm
hammies?
Dying. My hammies.
Are sprinting to?
Got to get in shape, Dean.
Yeah.
For
life. Biggie's going to coach. I got to get in there somehow.
True, yeah.
This is the one missing piece. If Ginla's here, this guy's weaseling his way into something.
Why would it be weaseling? You're saying he's not richly deserving of a spot?
He's not coaching anyone right now.
I see.
Has anyone followed this team more than I have the last 10, 12 years?
I mean,
no. And hugely critical.
I would like you to go back over the last decade or so of my thoughts and ideas, and if they had used them.
He was right on the trade Geo, the 14th or 15th time you suggested it. The one where they were going to lose him in the expansion draft, right? Yeah. That was for sure a trade Geo moment.
Days off, stay over, get better sleep, have more fun, don't be losers, effort.
More, lose less. Step one, hire Rhett. Step two, profit.
Aginla, I said Sutter will be coach. Aginla Conroy will be running the organization.
You did say that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like I got a magic brawl in my head.
Well, just tell us what your role is. Let's go. Assistant coach?
They got to start paying now.
I'll take anything.
Ideas. Take anything. Right. Mascot. My shoulders.
Rhett for coach.
Oh, put it on Twitter. Sick. Get it trending.
Can you coach from Buffalo? Would you do the same thing there if you took on a new job with somebody with the NBA? Like, hey, let's start this new thing. I'm moving to Buffalo.
Video coaching. Maybe I'd be the video
from
coach.
Buffalo, yeah.
Loves video.
Be remote for that for sure. A couple things. I got a little best of the weekend that we'll run for you here in a moment. St. Eugene Golf Resort and Casino. I'll tell you what. Now, we've been telling you about St. Eugene since you weren't thinking about golf back in the wintry months when it was cold. You're like, yeah, I don't know.
Dark out at 4:30.
That's right.
Gross.
All of a sudden, you're thinking, yeah, we should have planned. Well, the good news is it's not too late. Go online. StEugene.ca is the website. And start planning. There's still a little bit of May left. June, July, August. Get your summer figured out and make sure that St. Eugene is part of your plans. Championship golf course, casino, spa, restaurants, mountains, hiking.
Fresh air.
Fresh air.
Cold
it's
plunges
Cranbrook,
for
right? It's everything you need, everything you want in your life.
25 degrees on Saturday coming up this weekend. Get going.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Golf, resort, casino. Bing, 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 bing. Love it. Out in Cranbrook. When's the last time you were in Cranbrook, Rhett?
Oh, when was the last time I was in Cranbrook? It was last New Year's.
Big party?
Not the, is that right? 21 to 22, the night of the 20.
Didn't you used to summer down by there? You'd drag a trailer down there
one
and
year,
go boating?
Yeah, one year, yeah. Yeah, went and watched the Trail Smoke Eaters play the Cranbrook blah blah blahs.
Oh, I love the blah blah blahs.
The Bucks, yeah. The Bucks stop here.
Is it?
Yeah. It is, actually. Yeah, went to the game, got COVID. It was great.
Oh.
I thought COVID wasn't a thing. Isn't that what you kept telling me?
It's not a thing. What do you mean? It's over, isn't it?
We won.
To when do we pop the champagne? This is amazing
Anytime.
News.
Anytime.
Fuck, let's get it.
Yep, let's
fridge.
Go. We'll do the best of the weekend. Brought to you by Green Drop. I must say, don't look at the backyard. I've been putting some work into the yard. I've put some saw. I've been doing, doing a lot of
tight.
Work.
Yeah.
Doing a lot of work. It's starting to come. That nice little rain we had yesterday.
Perfect.
Green Drop, I'm just telling you, it works. We keep telling you about it. Greendrop.com is the website. The greenkeepers come by, they apply the product, whatever. We don't need to know what it is. Oh, this is the, what is it you're doing here? Oh, well, we've got some weed control with the micronutrients and the soil booster and the hooby-doo and the blue.
Nitrogen, potassium.
That's not important. What we're telling you is that it works and it's guaranteed, 100% guaranteed. If you're not satisfied, they'll return, they'll assess, they'll make it right. It's safe for pets. It happens in minutes. Literally in minutes, they come, they do it, and they are gone, and your lush lawn is thankful for it.
Just wins, Dean. You're just winning the lawn game.
Greendrop.com. Book today.
It's beautiful. It's
not too late. It's not too late. Get after it. But let's go. Let's take a look. A little bit of the, was it a long weekend? A little extra in there as we take a look at the best of from the past weekend.
Find a way to put one in, and then, you know, I mean, defensively, we're giving up nothing, you know, really. In three games, you would have said to me, you got one of the highest, you know, the potent offenses you're playing, and you're giving them 20 shots a night. I mean, you'd be pretty happy with just the way things are going with for us this series. It's kind of, you know, we got to find a way to just break through and give ourselves a chance maybe to get back in this. But, you know, it's tough, like you said, because we have, you know, played really well.
I can't wait to get to the finals because I know they got some good golf courses out there in Denver. Hey, Peyton Manning, I'm calling
and
you.
And that ball flies
and
out there,
and
man.
Sean, and Sean
you
Payton.
You counting the Lakers out, though, like that?
Hell yeah.
Guaranteed then.
Guaranteed.
Okay.
I'm going to the Mile High.
Okay.
Peyton and Sean, get the golf courses ready. Chuck coming.
So Thompson's not even on the rubber, so how can you even start the clock at that point? And they have given a strike to Jesse Winker, but the pitcher is not even in a position to deliver a pitch. Jesse
still
Winker and
the
now
Kings,
the home
dude.
Plate umpire getting into it. Winker swings and fouls it, and he's automatically in an 0-2 count. Jeez. And strike three call, fastball in the outer part of the plate. And Winker,
what's that?
Might not be long for this game.
You're gone.
Because we've all seen guys go through the legs now, right? It's become kind of an art. A lot of guys try it. A lot of guys do it. But to see him in a Stanley Cup playoff game, under the gun, pressure situation, down 1-0, to make that move, that's one of the greatest moves I've seen in Stanley Cup playoffs.
Barkov, unable to come up with it. Got it down. What a play. Beautiful goal. Alexander Barkov. The opportunity to get it out, but it's Mahura under pressure, just slides that one through. Barkov made it look like, how about this deception? Makes it look like he's going to go between the legs, stops, and that just throws Ronta for a split second. Look at the end. Ronta's down now. He doesn't have the long enough.
The Matrix.
Oh,
my
no!
God. Look at that. Oh, my gosh.
It's like Cupid.
That's incredible.
Mixing a high kick.
Oh, where? The center cut right down the middle.
Ball.
Look where this.
Come on. No.
If you're a Celtic fan, especially.
Beat down.
Imagine this analysis on a hockey night in Canada.
128-102, the final as Miami takes a 3-0 lead. And as physical as it got tonight was. Shaq, you looked like you were very
punched in the head. Yeah. You know what? It was about to be some furniture moving up here. And I already got a shot. The Godfather had my back.
Shaq and Chuck.
You're right. You're right.
And the Celtics.
Come on, man. That was it. I'm embarrassed as a Celtic fan right now.
Yeah, that was bad.
That's bad, man.
Beat down.
Beat yeah, down at the beach.
You're a Celtic fan? When'd you become that?
I say, as if you're a Celtic fan, if
you're a Celtic.
I don't even think you mind losing, but that was humiliating.
We welcome you to Inside the NBA presented by Kia, though it feels a lot more like a Forensic Files episode after watching that. That was...
I got a question.
You got a question before we do the highlights?
Yeah, just one question.
Wait, we're going to show the highlights of that thing?
Since the Celtics quit, can we quit?
From center, Ottinger played it. Suter.
Look at Suter on
fast,
this play.
Barbashev.
Look at him in front of the net.
One, and they score! Oh. The line has
Theodore. His controller.
Theodore shot. Rebound goal. Vegas wins in overtime.
17 playing alongside Jordan Spieth. Lee Hodges, his par putt. And. Oh, my. That's above the hole. That should fall back in.
Got 10. It better fall quick here.
It's moving a little, isn't it? Jordan's telling him to wait. I think it is moving.
This is wild.
It's not quite the drama of Tiger Woods at 16.
There it goes.
There it goes.
Come on.
Seconds ago at the 15.
Is awesome.
The fairy tale story.
Jug. He doesn't even know.
Barkov wins the draw. There's Montour. Bad advantage for the Panthers. Burns and Bennett come together. Bennett with the puck. Bennett cross ice.
Oh, what a pass.
Scores! He does it again!
Reinhardt.
Matthew Tkachuk. 1:51 into overtime. A quick exit down the runway.
What were you saying to the guys on the ice right after that goal?
Bus and 10.
There you have it. The Florida Panthers.
Minutes. That's a tight turn.
They're up 3-0. Just boom. I mean, you had Brindamore off the top there. What's he going to say?
It played well.
We've kept this other team relatively in check. We've played well. Can't beat the goalie.
You got to stop shooting it at the net.
Stop shooting it at the net.
Shoot it wide. Look for tips.
Is that it?
Bank of men.
Try anything now.
I'm not even joking. I'm not. Who's beating Bobrovsky?
Yeah.
There's one way of beating him, and it's going to be a deflection.
I thought you were going to say run him.
Pass through the crease, shoot it wide, look for tips. It's the only way.
Yeah.
Feel good Florida story.
Go Panthers.
Rhett's pick's looking good. Did he have Vegas and Florida for round three?
I'm going to get the tattoo if they win. Right? I'm part of the team, kind of.
Still got that trophy, that big cat. Yeah,
you got the cat in the living room.
Yeah.
You're getting a tattoo if they win.
Yeah.
Can we put that on the record?
It's like I won. I'm going to probably get my name on the right.
No. You have to hold him to this. If he's tying it to getting his name on the cup, away, it's not going to happen. He's waiting for his name on the cup, he's not going to get this tattoo. We need to separate these two things.
So you're saying what are you saying? If you get your name on the cup, you're getting a tattoo, or if they win,
do it.
You're getting a tattoo.
Part of the team. I mean,
you got a jailhouse tat. Good, get a real one.
Change it to the.
Just have the cat and the dog.
Cat and dog.
Look, they're fighting.
Let's see it. Let's see the dog.
They're fighting.
Give us a shot.
No, we're not.
Let's peek.
Let's see it.
Take my shirt off.
Take your shirt off.
It's crop tarps off. It's summertime.
You guys, hey, if we're all doing it, I'm in.
No.
Shirts off or kippers off, right? Come on.
You know what I saw on the weekend? People are still getting married, like getting engaged.
Yeah, it's a thing.
It was a big.
I was at a wedding like 3 weeks ago, remember? Yeah. People are still doing this.
There was sporting events. There was all kinds of people are getting these engagement things, still doing this.
The Yankee Stadium, that guy got bowled over by the security, just absolutely steamrolled.
Yeah, there was one in, I think it was in Philadelphia or somewhere. They did it in the pub in the outfield. Ooh. I mean, it's romantic for sure, but spring is engagement season. Justin said it. Justin from Vina Nova. And if you're gonna, then by all means, Vina Nova, Calgary's lab-grown diamond specialist. There you see it. The only store in Calgary that specializes exclusively in lab-grown diamonds. Savings up to 80% off. The jewel, the gem itself is perfect, essentially, is what you're dealing with here. Don't use that promo code, though. Because we're not giving a deal right now.
That was the old Christmas board.
Yeah, that was at Christmas time. So pretend you're not seeing that. Yeah, and if you're just listening, then never mind what we're saying.
Ignore what he said.
If you want to do something, you know, you're going to get married, and then maybe you want to go to the next level of getting something. You want to design it, kind of. Oh, here's how I want it to look, and this sort of thing. If that's your thing, they can do that.
Custom,
sort of
baby.
Give them some custom pieces. It's going to take a little extra time, but they can do whatever it is. And beyond that, just go and see if you're just thinking about it. We told you about Mother's Day, or if you got an anniversary or whatever. This is the way to go. VinaNova.com, downtown showroom, Second Avenue, Stephen Avenue Place, lab grown diamonds. The only way to do business. It's Vina Nova.
Oh,
that's right.
Happy wives.
Happy people. Happy people.
Nothing's more happy than fiance. That's peak excitement.
Oh, how happy's Connie today?
I hope there's great satisfaction and joy. And I think we saw a statement from Brad Treliving through a member of the media. I think it might have been Salim at TSN. He said he's proud of Craig and excited for him and his family. A lot of patience and hard work over the last decade plus.
Put in the time. Put in the work.
Yeah, and to Rhett's point, like it's the coronation doesn't last long. Now you got a crucial coach hire and a huge offseason with seven pending UFAs next year.
Yeah, at least there's not much to deal with.
Yeah, if you start the season with one or two wins in your first 10, 12 games.
Yeah.
Fuck this guy.
Great
guy. Oh, the media got this guy hired.
It's his first coach.
This guy doesn't know
it's
anything.
His first coach. He's still got another couple coaches left. That's
true. They've known us, eh?
He knows the job. Sure I don't know that I love necessarily his view of what wins. It seems a little more old-fashioned, but you need people to help Craig do the job. And I think it's Craig's vision that Dave will help with.
It'll like, also be the other
hell
thing.
Knows what Dave Nonis's vision is anymore. I'm sure his opinion could have changed on things.
Fair. Yeah. In his last two stops, I wouldn't have said like, wow, this is like an incredibly savvy GM, but he's also had time to react and watch the league change too.
Didn't he take Vancouver? Who was GM when they went to the final?
That was Mike Gillis.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. And in Toronto.
I forget which draft I was at. And he and Berkey, might have been Montreal. He and Berkey were running the Leafs. Mm. And we were there early, obviously. It was the day one of the draft, and we were doing the show. And there was no one on the floor. Like, none of the teams were there yet. The first two people to show up from any NHL team, Berkey and Nonis with Toronto. And true to form, they're similar in stature, right? Like, they're mm-hmm. similar. And they've got the ties on, but undone.
Both of them.
They're carrying their suit coats. And they have got bags of Harvey's burgers and fries.
Yes.
And they just started hammering.
They just looked like a tag team.
Oh, man. It was like
Earthquake and Tsunami or whatever.
Like, look at these guys. Yes. Just look, that doesn't Let's get go. Any better. They're in their happy place, crushing some burgers, getting ready for the draft.
Let's go.
Yeah. But for Nonis, yeah, I think it's probably just little things that you don't even, just relationships with general managers. What's the protocol? How do you.
We approach this ARB case? What's the LTIR implications of Shillington last year? Can we find a way to get another year before you? Like, it's all just.
I remember
having
Jay
done
Feaster
it for
was,
a long time.
Yeah, like Feaster was talking about when he first came in from things that happen at general managers' meetings. Mm. Here's where you sit. Here's what happens. Here's what you don't. Just little things that when you're going in for the first time that you don't even think of. I wonder if it's as much, like you say, it's about the execution as much as it is his hockey opinion, which is not to say he's an assistant general manager. He's going to have some say.
Yeah.
But there's just probably a lot of navigating that he can help.
Well, and to our point earlier, if you're the AGM, you don't have last say on hockey, you know, right. philosophy. The GM does. If he can help execute Connie's plan and all the other people, including Dave, have a say in the room, I think you've got a theoretically really collaborative environment with people from lots of different backgrounds. Get Chris Snow in analytics. You've got, you know, Bob Murray, more of the old school. Connie's always been a really big proponent of talent, seen what it takes to, you know, the deep runs.
What does it mean for us, though?
Well, hopefully we can get him in studio. Let's go, Connie.
It's not, I mean, of course, yeah. But, I mean, we've had him in studio before.
No, it'll be worse to have him in studio now.
Don't say anything. We'll test that.
Maybe
put that
like
to the test.
Typical GM. Don't ask. We're going to do 100%.
We're always sheepish after he got off the air with us.
There's not much we can say about that. I'm going to leave, you know, we keep that under wraps. But suffice to say, there's been a good dialogue, and we remain hopeful that.
We're going to talk about negotiations in the season and his representation and us. We'll get together and we'll let you know when something's done.
Boo.
We'll see.
Don't ruin Connie. I never thought about that. I was happy for him. Just like, are we going to lose that now? Is Conroy broken?
Well, 100%. I kind of see both sides of that. He's super engaging and fun to chat with. But also, it's like, don't be coming out at the draft and saying we think we got two of the best 10 guys when it's Jankowski and Seeloff. That's only going to hurt you. Less is more sometimes as the GM.
You know what it does, though? And it's not, I mean, it might be, maybe. There's hope for Matthew Phillips yet. I'd really kind of...
The coaching hires a piece of that, too.
I'd really kind of thought that ship had sailed.
Dude, Mitch Love.
Conroy, ding dong, on the old Philly front door. Hey, guys, can I come? I brought some... do you guys like Tim Bits? Come in and sit down and have a little chit-chat and maybe...
Hey, who's that with Craig? Oh, it's Mitch Love. Mitch, how are you? Come on in.
Hey, man. Ho, ho, ho. Hey, hey. He'd be good at mending fences, hey?
Great guy.
Oh, shucks, Daryl. Don't worry about Daryl.
He won't knock any fences down. That'll be nice.
But we have to keep doing this show. Is that so? There's nothing.
We're not moving in-house?
You got to hire a coach. What do you mean you got to keep doing the show? We don't know the coaches
yet. No, I mean for us. Like, is there a job? Like, I want to stop doing this stupid thing and get it like.
Dust off your resume.
Fuck.
AI.
You saw how quick Rhett's cover letter took? That was that, like 9 seconds, Jack?
Don't know what I'm qualified for.
Something.
Gotta be something, right, Rhett?
Some sort of popcorn quality control?
There's always some BS thing right? you can do. Yeah.
Chief salsa dumper
and
cheese.
You know what you'd be great at, Dean? You would be great at sweet sales. Or the sweet manager.
Sweets?
Now, do you mean S-U-I-T-E or S-W-E-E-T?
Both.
I can see him peddling Werther's, yeah.
I recommend the Swedish fish.
I'm in charge of sweets.
Tuesday night game.
At the Dome. Oh, now, really? Yeah.
Now, these smaller sour soothers, I think, are much better than the big ones.
I Don't believe get stuck that in your teeth the as much. Blue cotton candy is far superior to the pink cotton candy. There will be no more pink cotton candy in the Dome if I have my way.
That's our head of sweets, Dean Moulton.
That's right. Let's do Betway and get the fuck out of here.
All right.
Betway bets of the day. Betway, bet the responsible way. Get that Betway app on your phone. Play along. One NHL game tonight. There's only two series remaining, and one's almost done. It's 3-0. This one could go 3-0 tonight. Round three, don't disappoint us. Don't leave
Although,
us hanging.
You know what? We bitched and moaned about no close games in round two. Blowouts? Uh-uh. We've got 4 out of 5 gone to overtime. The other is a one-goal game. So you can't have it both ways. And if we do have two
don't
short series,
what I can have,
we're
what I
quicker
can't
to the Stanley Cup final. Let's go.
That's what I'm saying now. I say 4-4. Get this semifinal BS over with. Let's get to the main event.
Let's hand out this trophy.
But then it'll be, well, we've got some UFCs and some things in Vegas, and we can't get the building availability, so we're going to have to sit and wait for 9 days to start this.
Well, that's the other thing that sucks. If a team does, one of the teams gets through in 4, Florida, and this other one goes 6, they're going to be sitting around for 2 weeks, and then they'll be horseshit.
They're going to be like the Oilers in Laguna. It killed them.
That's right.
What's up, Leon?
And for Florida, that's just sitting at home. It's not like they're even gallivanting being
They'd
soft.
Be better off leaving.
Yeah.
Go to Buffalo. That's you right. can do some sprints with them.
Go to Winnipeg.
Yeah.
Get them on your regimen
Fat
there.
Cats.
Vegas at Dallas game 3.
Robo.
Mr. Robertson had been ice cold. He'd had some helpers, but wasn't scoring. I believe it's goals in back-to-back games for Mr. Robertson. Going to go anytime Please, goal.
Mr. Robertson.
Plus 140. And you mentioned Chandler Stephenson earlier in this program.
Money.
He is a hell of a hockey player. It's when he came into to Vegas, I think it was, whatever. It's a kind of depth move. And then about
Washington
a year ago,
win a cup.
Yes, they won a cup against Vegas in
that's right.
Vegas' inaugural year.
I was like, geez, this Chandler Stephenson's pretty good. Do you know who's leading Vegas in scoring? It's Chandler Stephenson. He has been a tremendous Golden Knight. He's been good for them. He had the overtime winner. Give me an assist.
Sure.
Chandler. Plus 140 there as well. Those are my Betway bets.
Don't like the name Chandler, but I do like the hockey player
what
Stephenson.
What are you talking? That's because you. It's classy.
It's that stupid friend show again.
Too highbrow for you.
Here are my bets of the day. I'm going a little more big game hunting. Jonathan Marchessault has been absolute money. Ask an Oiler fan. Heyo, plus 320 for 2 points. That number seems too big. I'm going to have to pounce all over that.
Pounce.
And Wyatt Johnston, the former OHL scoring leader, single point plus money. Yeah. By way, bets.
Wyatt.
There's a good name.
Hey, Wyatt. What was that show with Jason Bateman? Where they're at the lake.
The Ozarks.
Ozark.
Wyatt. What was her name?
I forget.
She's a hell of an actress.
Good show, though.
Great show.
Great
Twists
show.
And turns, Rhett. You never see them coming. Yeah.
Do you watch Ozark, Rhett?
I can't watch a show.
No?
My wife laughed at me the other day. I'm sitting on the couch. Okay, I'm going to watch a show.
Mm-hmm. And?
I started about 7 of them, and...
It's that follow-through. It's a good idea to watch a show. You just can't
so what happens?
It.
You fall asleep or you get disinterested?
No, I didn't even fall asleep. I was like, this is boring. Next. Try something different. No, this is the shits. Next.
Ted Lasso. You watching that?
I did turn on Ted, and even Ted didn't get my interest early. Maybe I was just in a bad mood. Love Ted.
It's possible.
Ted takes time. It's at first glance, it seems a little cheesy, but the more you get in, the more heart and soul there is, and the writing's phenomenal. Yeah, I like it. Amsterdam episode. Holy
shit. Okay, we got to go because I'm dying here.
See you, buddy. Like,
what are you dying from?
My hamstrings are killing me.
Barking. Hammies? What are you, like,
what are you sprinting for?
What are you talking about?
I was running at 10 miles per hour. That's a sprint for me, man.
Why?
You're on the tread?
Yeah.
Why?
Why are you on the treadmill?
You're conditioning, old. Brother.
What are you talking condition about? Without sprints, no?
It's summertime. If I'm strutting around the lake in my thong bikini, I got to look sharp. I don't want to be sagging.
Where are you getting this Panthers tattoo?
Drooping and sagging?
Yeah.
Under one of my rolls so nobody can see
you
it.
You want to go butt cheek? What are you thinking?
One of the people on this text said, shave your head and get it on top of your head. Then it'll just grow over top.
It'll take a while. It'll be awkward for a bit. But yeah. I don't mind that. Skull tat.
All right, buddies.
Hardcore.
Bit see of a clunky one today.
Tough start.
Great finish. And that's what this has been.
I'm done with that saying, too. I think I'm putting an end to this.
What, tough start?
No, the thing I usually
are
end
you?
With.
Yeah. Man, that's your thing.
Well, when hockey season starts next year, we can do it again. But until then, we're good.
It's
over.
Go Cats.
Rhett.
But you ran it all the way through. Correct. They were winning playoff games, and you continue to trot out there. Now they're out. And
it's that vacation in Laguna.
Go Cats.
Oh. See you, buddies.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.